farm runoff. It's a major source of nutrients in the Ohio River watershed, and one group thinks it has an answer. But as the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports, some say this program is really just a pay-to-pollute scheme. It's part of our series, Headwaters, in partnership with West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Come on, girls!
There are about 55 cows and 10 pigs on Kenny Merrick's farm in eastern Ohio. It sits on a hillside above a creek, which leads to the Tuscarawas River, a tributary of the Ohio River.
I grew up next door milking cows at my grandma's place. When I got out of college, and bought the farm and started farming shortly thereafter.
Today they sell grass-fed beef and pasture-raised pork direct to customers. They feed the animals and pile their manure by a barn at the top of the hill. It's muddy.
And this was literally, at times, almost waist-deep mud in spots.
The manure and mud used to wash down the hill, mucking up the stream, and Merrick didn't like it.
I needed to change something because we were losing the manure. Would wash off every time it rained. We didn't have any way of containing it, and we didn't have enough space for the cows.
Wash off like this happens at farms all over the place, and it creates a serious pollution load. According to estimates, there are more than 250,000 farms in the Ohio River watershed. The Ohio is part of the larger Mississippi River basin, and farm runoff from the Mississippi is estimated to contribute the majority of nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, responsible for the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's not much to stop it. Agricultural runoff is largely unregulated. Merrick wanted to stop it on his farm. He wanted to lay a large concrete slab for the cows and manure at the top of the hill, secure the hillside, and fence the cattle away from the stream. The price tag? $20,000.
That's enormous costs.
But Merrick heard about something called a water credit trading program. That's where industrial polluters, like power plants, buy credits to meet their pollution limits. And the money goes to farmers to pay for projects like his. Jessica Fox is an environmental scientist with EPRI, the Electric Power Research Institute, which runs the program.
We started looking into it to try to test out if water quality trading could be an effective mechanism to protect America's waters and to meet company bottom lines.
That's one reason water trading credit programs have been popping up around the country. It might be more cost-effective for industries to pay for farm projects that clean up nitrogen and phosphorus pollution in a waterway than it would be to control an equal amount of it at their industrial plants. In the Ohio River watershed, there are limits on nitrogen, but not on phosphorus pollution. As these nutrients are increasingly blamed for toxic algae blooms in the river, that's expected to change. Currently, in the state of Ohio, environmental regulators are pushing for new phosphorus limits in the river. And that could make those credits, which cost $10 for a pound of nitrogen or phosphorus, more appealing. Jessica Fox has worked for more than a decade on this water pollution marketplace between Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. It's the first multi-state program like this in the country.
The first thing outright is that there's rigorous science and verification to say that nutrient reductions that we claim we are achieving and turning into credits is real and valid.
She's getting at one of the major reasons water trading credit programs have been called pay-to-pollute schemes. Scott Edwards is a director with the advocacy group Food and Water Watch.
We're trading accountability for unaccountability.
His group investigated trading credits in the Ohio River and the Chesapeake Bay. He says these programs have made it impossible to track exact pollution loads from power plants.
A power plant has to measure its discharges at the end of the pipe, report those results. I can tell you, or I used to be able to tell you, exactly how much pollution was coming out of a power plant and into a stream.
But Edwards says there's no way to test exactly how much pollution is being reduced by a manure pad or buffer strip on a farm.
That's a guess of what that buffer could do. No one ever is going to measure whether those 1,000 pounds ever were stopped at that farm from entering into a waterway. There's no monitoring going on.
Environmental regulators in New York rejected a water credit trading program in their state for similar reasons, the difficulty of verifying results on farms. Jessica Fox at the Ohio River Project says they use well-established modeling to estimate pollution reduction on farms, and they work with state regulators to verify annually that the projects are being maintained.
I go out there, I go in the farm field, I can see the projects where there used to be all kinds of sediment and manure running right into the river. There is no question that nutrient recovery is happening.
She acknowledges that they can't measure pollution reduction on a farm the way they can at the end of a pipe, but says that doesn't mean there aren't as many benefits.
One of the underlying promises of water quality trading is that you get pollinator benefits, you're sequestering carbon, you're working with local landowners, that a lot of times actually reduces more nutrients than at your wastewater treatment plant or power plant.
To State Ohio beef producer Ken Merrick, since controlling the mud from his farm, he's seen the stream come back to life.
My wife is actually catching fish out here last summer with the kids. My grandpa used to do that. I never caught anything. It's kind of cool to see the fish coming back into the area.
This is one of 30 farms that have benefited from the water trading program. They say they've prevented more than 100,000 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus from getting into the Ohio River. And they have a new round of funding available, this time for forestry projects like tree plantings. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant in Columbiana County, Ohio.